for WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450 News, I'm Tim Thede.
The Individuals with Disabilities Education Act, or IDEA, turns 50, but some fear it may be in jeopardy. Lisa Hale reports.
The Dairyland Patriot reports that the act granting students with disabilities the right to a free and appropriate education faces threats as Secretary of Education Linda McMahon begins dismantling the Department of Education, which oversees and enforces IDEA. Funding for students with disabilities has not yet been reassigned to another department. However, it is expected that McMahon will seek to transfer IDEA to the Department of Health and Human Services by the end of this year. Critics of that plan say other agencies are not equipped to provide the same support and services, which will weaken federal oversight, gut funding, and dismantle protections for students with disabilities. Patty Clark Stoica is a former speech pathologist who says it's essential that the government continues to provide oversight for programs like IDEA.
You know, there's already these protections in place, and when we lose that protection, what happens to the children? What happens to the funding that provides that service? What happens with, an educator or a parent or both feel like a child needs more, but it's not available?
Read more on this story from the Dairyland Patriot. That's at dairylandpatriot.com. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
The Wisconsin Department of Transportation, together with the Iowa Department of Transportation, will take the next step in the Mississippi River Crossing Project at Lansing with a planned implosion and removal of the main section of the existing bridge on Thursday, December 18th. The implosion is planned for 9:30. The demolition is needed to allow construction on the new crossing to proceed safely with a planned opening in 2027. The demolition on the main span will feature an implosion of the structure followed by removal of the debris from the Mississippi River. The existing bridge has been closed to traffic since October. While details are not final, these impacts are likely. A clear zone will be marked and enforced by the project contractor to protect anyone from bridge debris, and the contractor will directly contact all impacted property owners to mitigate any impacts from the implosion. The car ferry service will be suspended, with the last service offered on the evenings of Wednesday, December 17th, and will resume on the morning of Sunday, December 21st. Iowa 26 will be closed for a short period on the morning of Thursday, December 18th, as portions of the road are inside the clear zone. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers will have already closed the Mississippi River to commercial traffic before Thursday, December 18th. The river will also be closed to recreational boat traffic inside the clear zone. Additional details about the clear zone and safety procedures for community members will be released by Monday, December 15th. The public is asked to watch for these procedures and to follow any law enforcement or official direction on the day of the implosion. The latest traveler information is available anytime through the 511 system or call 1-800-288-1047. A man was found deceased in Baraboo. The Baraboo Police Department on Friday night at 6:25 responded to the area of Effinger Road for an attempt to locate call. At that time, officers located a deceased male along the Riverwalk. The male was identified and determined to be the subject in question of the attempt to locate call. The Baraboo Police Department determined this was an isolated incident. There is no risk to the public. Democrat Mandela Barnes says he's skipping the primary fight and setting his sights on Republican Tom Tiffany in the governor's race. Barnes, the former lieutenant governor, told Upfront he's focused on taking on Tiffany, the current frontrunner to win the GOP nomination. Barnes also pushed back on claims he supports defunding police and says his tax plan would target billionaires, not working families. Foxconn says it plans to spend more than $500 million to turn part of its property in southern Wisconsin into two new data centers. but not everyone is cheering, according to a Wisconsin Watch report. Members of Congress say the Senate needs to be careful about how much energy and water these projects will use. Foxconn promises about 1,400 local jobs in exchange for tax credits, but critics worry that the cost could fall on regular customers. Environmental groups say data centers could remain huge amounts of power, and both Senators Tammy Baldwin and Ron Johnson says they want those concerns reviewed first.
The Arena Food Pantry will be open today from noon to 7. The pantry is located behind the Village Hall and next to the Manor Apartments.
Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call says state crime labs are in need of additional staff following the release of the annual report for 2024 last week. Attorney General Call says the state has been working to upgrade the equipment at labs across the state and build a new lab in Milwaukee to keep up on the amount of evidence to process, but the labs really need more workers. The Department of Justice requested 16 new positions in the 2023 through 2025 budget and 19 positions in the 2025 through 27 budget, including multiple DNA analysts, but only three of those positions were funded and none of them were DNA analysts. The 115th Fighter Wing of the Wisconsin Air National Guard will be conducting evening training flights through December 11th. During this time, area residents may see or hear F-35 aircraft activity until approximately 7:30. Training flights normally take place during daylight hours, but pilots and maintenance personnel are required to conduct nighttime operations as part of their overall readiness. Deer hunters are encouraged to take advantage of late season opportunities. The late muzzleloader season runs until Wednesday. The statewide antlerless only hunt takes place December 11th through the 14th. There's an antlerless only holiday hunt from December 24th until January 1st. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says hunters can use any unfilled antlerless harvest authorizations during any of those hunts, but they must be used in certain zones. Any harvested deer must be registered electronically by 5 p.m. the day after recovery. More info can be found on the DNR's website.
For WRCE News, I'm Tim Thied.
Badgers basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college hoops. The Wisconsin Badgers in Lincoln to take on Nebraska. Head coach Greg Gard on dealing with the Cornhuskers forward Rink Mask. 6'10", 24 years old, out of the Netherlands.
He's a consummate worker, grizzled vet. It's fun to watch him play. Watch Nebraska's offense kind of come together and how all the pieces fit together. But it's not real fun having to game plan against him or play against him.
NBA, the Bucks getting ready to host the Boston Celtics tomorrow night. Doc Rivers on who was able to practice.
Everybody other than Giannis and AJ Green.
NFL, the Packers installing a game plan for their trip to Denver to face the Broncos. At the baseball meetings in Florida, a lot of teams interested in trading for Brewers ace Freddie Peralta. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
I watched some of these contracts out there, and he's due to be a wealthy man, have a lot of acreage if he wants it. Maybe beachfront acreage, multiple islands.
That's Pat Murphy with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly cloudy, a few off and on flurries today with temperatures steady in the mid-20s and then falling later this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We're going to drop down to around 2 above tomorrow. Partly cloudy early, a little light snow later in the day with a high of 21. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.